On the way to the priesthood, 41-year-old Scott Medlock has already experienced some career moves. The native of Orlando, Florida, grew up in the Methodist Church.
I was a pretty typical active Methodist youth.
After college, Medlock became a stockbroker, and then he went to law school. But his focus changed one holiday weekend in the small town of Three Oaks, Michigan, where Medlock and his wife attended a small United Methodist church one Sunday morning.
I looked at Maria Elena, my wife, and I said, dear, you just won't believe what I experienced in there. And I said, I just felt like God was just telling me that he wants me to be an ordained minister. And so that began what I guess you might call it, the sort of direct personal sense of a vocation to ordained ministry.
Medlock went to Duke Divinity School and became a Methodist pastor in Lisbon, Maryland. But over the years, he felt himself shift theologically toward the Roman Catholic Church. Most influential were the experience of the Mass, education at Notre Dame, his Roman Catholic wife, and close friendship with a Catholic law professor. Medlock says he wasn't leaving one church to join the other. He was drawn away from a place he was already happy.
My love for the Methodist Church has never diminished. It was not a leaving the Methodist Church so much as it was being drawn into the Catholic faith. And I have just a deep love of the Methodist Church and particularly of the Methodist people.
On July 26, Medlock will be ordained a Roman Catholic priest at a church he will serve in Anchorage, Alaska. Sitting at the front will be his wife, Maria Elena, and their children, Aaron, Matthew, and Angela, ages 13, 11, and 8. Admittedly, this experience will be new for the parishioners.
Overwhelmingly, it's just very much supported by people. But there are a lot of people who are genuinely perplexed by it. You know, it's how can you be a priest and also be married with a family and really give yourself fully to the church? And it's not unusual for someone to raise that as an issue. Not in a negative way, but more just kind of in a questioning way.
For Scott Medlock, the very best part of his ordination is that he'll be able to get back to parish ministry, and he sees the Old Testament reading for his service of ordination as particularly fitting.
The Old Testament reading that we're going to have at my ordination is the sacrifice of Isaac, and that passage speaks very deeply to me because God, in effect, gave me this vocation and then, in a sense, was saying, I want you to put it on the altar. Quite literally on the Catholic altar. And I didn't know whether I would get it back.
Medlock knows some of the parish will find it difficult to accept a married priest, but he's sure he'll be judged primarily on the basis of how good a priest he is, and he intends to be a good one. I'm Mike Hickox.